T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7 The Game. Come on!
Good morning, and a happy Tuesday. After week 2 of the NFL season has officially concluded, we had the Jets and the Browns last night. Oof. That didn't go too well. I will say the Jets' unis look pretty sick. The helmets look good. I like the black. And the Browns, their helmets, well, I mean, the helmets were cool, but the Browns' jerseys were the Browns. And overall, that was just a pretty bad game to watch, and you don't have much to look forward to when it comes to Monday Night Football. And I will get to the Monday Night Football schedule in a second, just to list off the games, because it's pretty sad what we got going on. But today, I want to talk about the upcoming 49ers-Steelers matchup, because it's a little more interesting than I think we can make it out to be. Obviously, Minkah Fitzpatrick was traded to the Steelers last night during the Monday Night Football game, as they're showing the Odell Beckham one-handed catch. That was sick at the beginning of the game, but that was a high point. I mean, you could take that slant route from Odell Beckham and then just him taking this to the house as a high point too, but, I mean, when the Jets don't play defense, what do they expect? But anyway, the 49ers-Steelers matchup has become a little more interesting because Big Ben going down, it sucks that he's going to be out for the season, but I don't necessarily think that's going to be such a bad thing for the Steelers, and I'll explain why a little bit later on in the show. But right now, I'm going to do this again at 5:30, but right now, if you're just tuned into your car at 5 a.m., shout out to you. If you're on the street right now going to work, or if you already are working, shout out to you. But I want to know about your fantasy football frustrations, because I had one last night. And I know that it's kind of it's a normal thing to not want to hear about others' fantasy football teams, but I want to hear about yours, because I had a fantasy football frustration yesterday, and I'm going to get it off my chest, and I want you to get yours off your chest. This is a safe space. There's no judgment here. And fantasy football has become more popular than ever, and if you were watching that game last night, I'll imagine the only reason you were watching it was because you had fantasy implications. Other than that, there was no reason to watch the Browns and Jets. Unless, of course, you're working sports talk radio in the next morning and you have to come talk about it. In which case, you do want to watch it. But other than that, you do not have any other reason to watch besides fantasy implications. So if you've had any fantasy football frustrations from over the weekend, it is Tuesday, so we can all settle down a little bit. The waiver wire is a-booming as of right now. But There are frustrations to be had, and you know, last night I'll just give my quick one, and I'll reset this coming up at about 5:30 so everyone can get involved. But I want to know about yours. Chilton Auto Body text line 957-95-888-957-9570. I had Nick Chubb going last night, right? And I had to go against the Browns defense. And the Browns defense was pretty good. And the opponent that I was facing was already up by 10. And I had Nick Chubb, and that was it. And they had the Browns defense. And the reason that my opponent was up by 10 was because he had Julio Jones, who scored that touchdown to close out the game to beat the Eagles on Sunday Night Football. So on Sunday night, I got screwed. And then last night, Nick Chubb scores a touchdown right away. Thought I had this fantasy matchup in the bag. And then The Jets offense couldn't do a single thing. I thought they were going to at the end of the game. All I needed them to do was score. And then Le'Veon Bell ends up fumbling the ball. And Nick Chubb needed about 54 yards in order for me to get the win. And he did not do that. And that's my fantasy football frustration for this week. And I also benched a couple of players in Raheem Mostert as well as... who was the other one I benched? I can't even remember right now. But Chilton Auto Body text line 957-95-888-957-9570. I do want to get your fantasy football frustrations. This is a time to let it out. This is a time to let it out after week two. From the 912 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, dumbest thing ever to trade for a CB when your QB is down. Well, here's the thing, 912. Mason Rudolph, he's going to be their quarterback going forward. This isn't a temporary thing. Mason Rudolph was brought in so that he could replace Big Ben at some point. That's why Big Ben, Ben Roethlisberger, was not a fan of when he got drafted. And when you heard the reports that he hasn't even talked to Mason Rudolph, he hasn't reached out to him after he got drafted, that's because Big Ben knew he was brought in to take over. And now the 49ers, as good as they look, as good as these 49ers look as of right now, they're going to play a guy who is trying to make a name for himself and show why he's trying to be that starter or why they picked him to be that guy to take over for Ben Roethlisberger, right? There's always those guys that you draft as a rookie and you don't intend to bring them in right away, but you hope they can take over for your veteran quarterback, a la Aaron Rodgers when he took over for Brett Favre. Patrick Mahomes when he was drafted to take over for Alex Smith. Tom Brady. I mean, I don't know if he was going to be the starter, but he was taken to be at least someone who could take over for Drew Bledsoe at the time. So, this isn't just a case where their star quarterback's gone. It's not like the Saints where Drew Brees has gone down and Teddy Bridgewater's come in to be your starter. No, Teddy Bridgewater is just going to be the backup. It's great to see him out on the field, but he's just going to be the backup. But Mason Rudolph, he's brought in to be the starter of the future, and now he's just brought in a little earlier than expected. From the 209 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, we're getting some fantasy football frustrations already. Fantasy football's ruining the sport. It has changed the viewing of it, but also it makes Jets-Browns bearable. But also it does skew how good we view players or how good players are to us. Because if they get fantasy points to people who do play fantasy football, then you think automatically, oh, that guy's a good player. When in reality, they probably got those points in times that didn't matter and didn't have much value to the team as far as their wins or losses are concerned. So I get that frustration about fantasy football. It's partially why, though, the NFL continues to remain popular. The NFL is incredibly divisive right now, and I'll talk about the trades and how they're kind of similar to these other sports coming up in the show here, because the NBA, the NFL is almost turning into the NBA right now. But fantasy sports is partially the reason why people continue to watch it, because it's a very divisive sport. There are a lot of issues that surface that have fans possibly go, well, I don't want to watch this anymore, but I also want to play fantasy football. It isn't ruining the sport, I wouldn't say, but it's definitely skewed a lot of fans' visions of how good players are and how good teams are. Because if they don't get fantasy points, then automatically you think they're not good and have no value to the team. That's what some fans think. But fantasy football is a different game, for sure. Chilton Auto Body text line 95795 from the 707, a fantasy football frustration. I'll be taking these all show. This is the Tuesday. And I realized last week that on the Tuesday and Wednesday, I was stress-free because I wasn't thinking about fantasy football at all. I realized that, and then Thursday came around, and then I started getting all frantic and antsy. From the 707, I was up by 10 last night in fantasy, but my matchup had Le'Veon Bell barely had enough to beat me. I would be really frustrated if I had Le'Veon Bell last night. And Le'Veon Bell, man, he thought he was... I mean, he's going to a Jets team that might have some team where he might have some success. Yeah, he's getting tackled in the backfield as soon as the ball snapped from, well, Trevor Siemian to Luke Falk. That injury looked awful to Trevor Siemian last night. That was kind of brutal to watch. And then you could just – you didn't hear Joe Tessitore or Booger McFarland talking on the ESPN broadcast in the background, but you could hear him motioning, get us to break, get us to break. What are they doing keeping us on camera here trying to show this injury? They didn't have anything to say. But yeah, fantasy football right now, it's brutal. From the 510 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, talk about Jalen Ramsey. You know, Jalen Ramsey is an interesting case because he's expected to get a contract extension with whichever team he wants to be traded to. And right now, the fact that he was not okay with the Jaguars, you saw the blow up that Doug Marrone had with him, head coach Jaguars, Doug Marrone, bologna sandwiches, had with Jalen Ramsey. If you don't understand the bologna sandwiches thing, I recommend you Google that. And if you don't know the Doug Marrone and Jalen Ramsey dust up, I recommend you Google that as well, because that was something that where you're thinking Doug Marrone, he said the wrong thing, because he saw DJ Hayden's reaction. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Coaches aren't meant to talk to players like that. But with Jalen Ramsey, though, I got to pull up the numbers here and what he's owed toward the end of the season and what he could be looking for. But really, he's supposed to get a big contract extension this upcoming year and this next year, rather, after this year's over. And he said on a football podcast from Taylor Lewan, who's the Tennessee Titans offensive lineman who's currently not playing as of right now because I believe he's suspended. But he was on his podcast along with another player. I think I forgot who the other player was. But he said that he wants to either A, play in Nashville. So I don't know if he was just blowing smoke up the Titans, you know what, the Titans players that he was there with, or he said he also wanted to play in Vegas, which means that the Raiders are on the table for him. And if I'm going to look at the Niners on the other side of the bay, if they're not going to trade for Antonio Brown and they're saying he doesn't follow the rules of and the standard of what we want, then we're not going to take him for as cheap as he would be. And they would be trading their first round pick for Jalen Ramsey, who's a guy who seems to be uncontrollable. Although the 49ers are a very good team right now, so trading away that first round pick, it's a toss up. I always err on the side of caution when it comes to trading first round picks for guys, because you got to think about the player that you're getting. You got to think about the contracts that's going on. And, you know, when in hindsight, when you look back at it, if the trade is made, you're probably like, well, it shouldn't have happened. But when the trade is actually made and you're in the moment, you're like, well, I mean, we got Jalen Ramsey. He's one of the best cornerbacks in the league. We'll handle whatever baggage he has. He's one of the best cornerbacks in the league. We'll talk about this moving forward, because this Jalen Ramsey situation, it's changing the landscape of the NFL. You noticed what happened in the NBA this year. You notice everything that went on when it came to free agency and when players went to a certain team, aka Kawhi Leonard going to the Clippers and Paul George just saying he wants out of OKC, even though they gave him a contract extension. I mean, do you want this going forward? I'll be asking that question coming up next. Chilton Auto Body text line 957-95-888-957-9570. It is Tuesday, though, so you can feel free to get out all your fantasy football frustrations. If you have them, I'd love to hear about them, because my one from last night with Nick Chubb going against the Cleveland defense. I was going against Cleveland defense. Obviously, he wasn't, but I had Nick Chubb. The other guy had the Cleveland defense. He was up by 10, and then I blew it and lost by a point. Chilton Auto Body text line 957-95-888-957-9570. Plus, we got some sound from Kyle Shanahan as well as Alex Boone, who can talk about that Staley injury at length. Stephen Langford in with you on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
It's crazy because these first couple of weeks, the Buccaneers and the Bengals, you go into it before the season, you don't know what the Buccaneers are going to be. Then you see Jameis Winston is Jameis Winston. So you realize, okay, the Buccaneers are who we thought they were. He's not going to be a new quarterback under Byron Leftwich as well as Bruce Arians. That's just not going to happen. They're not going to be a team that could break out. The Bengals, after week one, thought they were better, right? They looked better than originally thought. And then the 49ers made them look like that. And then when we saw the Steelers against the Patriots and against the Seahawks, we're thinking, all right, Steelers, it's a little easier than we thought, right? And that's after how we thought maybe that was our mindset after week one, in between week one and week two, where the Steelers, they may be easier than we thought. And then Big Ben goes down, they add Minka Fitzpatrick, and I think it makes the matchup all the more interesting. And I want to talk about that a little coming up. But also, it is Tuesday. Chilton Auto Body text line 957-95-888-957-9570. Taking all your fantasy football frustrations throughout the show. If you have any, this is a safe space. I won't judge you. I had a terrible week. I went 0-3 in my three leagues. Had Nick Chubb last night. And you probably heard already if you've been listening since 5 a.m. because I can't stop talking about it. But Nick Chubb going with the Browns and the Jets. And I promised you earlier, there were some multiple texts talking about how fantasy is the only reason I was watching last night's game. And, well, I will tell you this. Fantasy is going to be the only reason you're watching Monday Night Football up until the end of October. Because, all right, let's go through these Monday Night Football games real quick. Shout out to my man Vontae Hill from 10 to 2. He tweeted this out, or he retweeted a tweet that tweeted this out. Gosh, that's redundant. But we got the Bears at the Redskins. That's next week. Then after that, Bengals at the Steelers. Then after that, Browns at Niners. That's the most interesting one by far. But after that, Lions at Packers, Patriots at Jets, Dolphins at Steelers. Browns at Niners is easily the most interesting matchup on there between the Bears against the Redskins, the Bengals at the Steelers, the Lions at the Packers, the Patriots at the Jets, and the Dolphins at the Steelers. Oh, man, that's just too much. Monday Night Football, what happened? I mean, we're already complaining enough about Thursday Night Football because of the matchups that they bring, but with Monday Night Football leading up to the end of October, fantasy football is going to be the only reason you'll want to watch that. Damn, I can't wait for Dolphins at Steelers, though. It's going to be a hell of a matchup. From the Chilton Auto Body text line, 957-95. From the 408, that Bell fumble cost me the game. Minus 2 points. In a way, that cost me the game, too. Because I was going up against a guy who had the Browns defense. So if they would have scored a touchdown, just one touchdown, then that would have taken 3 points away from him. And Le'Veon Bell looked like he was about to at least go into the red zone. And I stood up, I pumped my fist, turned around, and then I just hear Joe Tessitore go, and the ball's loose! It was like, can't catch a break with fantasy football. But Chilton Auto Body text line 957-95 is going off on the schedule now. Yeah, it is awful. 912, what the hell happened? Who chose these matchups? 707, besides the Niners, those sound like all blowouts. From the 925, that's horrible. Yeah, it is. It is, but I will say, though, this upcoming one with the 49ers and the Steelers. So we're limited without Joe Staley, right? And here's just Kyle Shanahan. He talked about Justin School. I don't think it's going to be a thing that Trent Williams is going to be coming to the 49ers. Now, they did bring in Sam Young. According to Adam Schefter on Twitter, they brought in tackle Sam Young for a workout. Now, I don't know what that means exactly, but right now it seems like they're going to go with Justin School, at least in this first game, to see how he fares at left tackle. They're not going to switch McGlinchey over from the right side, and I'll play sound from Alex Boone as well. But here's Kyle Shanahan talking about Justin School's last game.
When he came in, he did a good job. You know, I mean, we were mainly running the ball at that time, but it was good to get him in a real NFL game, especially since he's going to be playing a lot next week. The game's not too big for him. I mean, that's what we liked a lot about him, you know, being a four-year starter in the SEC at Vanderbilt, you know, got to play against a lot of good players, always throughout an entire game. He played the whole game pretty well. wasn't always a ton of great highlight tape plays, but he was a guy the game wasn't too big for and helped his team win.
So you're going to have a left tackle, a rookie left tackle, who was a sixth rounder, and you're going up against a defensive line that involves Bud Dupree, TJ Watt, Cameron Hayward. And I know Bud Dupree's a linebacker, but he still is used as a pass rusher because that's what the Steelers do. And they got Devin Bush, the rookie. So they're a tough front seven. The Steelers always have a tough front seven. That's just who they are. So when you got a starting left tackle in Justin Skule, who's a sixth rounder, yeah, they... I think it's going to be a tougher matchup than originally thought. Yesterday, I'm not saying the 49ers are going to lose by any stretch. I got the 49ers winning this game still. But when you got the Steelers, you got Mason Rudolph. Okay, he's not just a backup coming in. It's not he's not like a journeyman backup, like a Josh McCown who came in for Carson Wentz just for like a play. It's not going to be like that. Which you saw on Sunday night with the Eagles versus the Falcons. It's not going to be like that. It's going to be Mason Rudolph is coming in. He's going to try and prove to Mike Tomlin, hey, this is why they brought me in here, so that I could take over for Ben Roethlisberger, who's carried this franchise for the last 15 years. So I'm going to be the guy now. And he is going to use this as a prove it game. It's his first matchup. And it's up to the 49ers to disprove that. It is up to them to go into this game knowing that Mason Rudolph is going to try and prove himself in this one. And it's going to be the 49ers who got to have that mindset of, we are going to make him look bad. He can look good against any of these other teams that he's going to face going forward in the season. But right now, we are not going to let him set that tone. That's the mindset that they're going to have to go into this game with. And when you got a left tackle who's not going to be your starter, and you also got a wide receiving core that seems to be, they're clicking, but there's also not that one guy who's just going to jump out at you who they're going to pay attention to. Maybe Debo Samuel's going to be that guy, but as of right now, the Steelers just added Minkah Fitzpatrick to their secondary, and regardless of the move that they made and what it does for their future, it does one thing at least, and that's make the secondary better. So we'll see how they deploy Minkah Fitzpatrick. He ran out of the Dolphins. He didn't want to play for the Dolphins because he didn't want to play for the Dolphins because they're a bad team. It wasn't because of that. It might have partially been because of that. But the reason that he wanted to get away from the Dolphins is because they were playing at him at multiple positions, and he was feeling like he did everything on that defense. It's kind of like a Derwin James on the Chargers, except he was playing multiple positions because he didn't feel like he was actually carrying the load at multiple positions. Does that make sense? When Minkah Fitzpatrick was playing multiple positions on the Dolphins, it's because they didn't have anybody at that, you know, that safety spot, that corner spot, or that linebacker spot. It felt like he was the best at every single position on that defense. But with Derwin James, the Chargers were using him as a guy because it was beneficial to everyone and it just made the defense better. But Minkah Fitzpatrick just felt like he was playing every position because no one else could. And so he's with the Steelers now. And Jimmy Garoppolo, he had a good game. He did have a good game against the Bengals. He did have a good game against them. But also, he hasn't had that type of game where no one else on his team is performing and he's got to put the team on his back. He hasn't had that type of game yet because of what the running game was able to do. I mean, he had 238 yards of help in rushing. So that makes this game all the more bigger for the running backs too, because you saw how well they played when the running backs are rolling. And so I feel like the Steelers matchup going forward, it's a little more interesting. They got a guy who's going to be more mobile. He's not going to be like Big Ben, where he's just going to stand back there and just have people hit off him like ping, like what's the arcade game? Why am I blanking on the arcade game? Why am I blanking on it? Oh my gosh, help me out. Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. Is it just pinball? Yeah, it's pinball. Why am I blanking on that? Yeah. It's like that's how they are, though. He's just a building back there who stands and just looks for the open receiver, never used the play action at all. He wasn't big on the play action. That is something that Big Ben was never used to, and we see that trend now in the NFL where a lot of quarterbacks use play action. Well, Big Ben uses it as little as any quarterback in the league, so you're going to be seeing a different offense with the Steelers right now. And you have about a quarter and a half of football to really watch the tape of Mason Rudolph, but I think it's going to be a little more interesting than we thought. Chilton Autobody text line 95795, 888-957-9570. I want to play the sound from Alex Boone talking about the Staley injury as well as the defensive line and Mike McGlinchey. Got some sound from Roger Craig as well as Steve Mariucci. We had a great day on the station yesterday as far as guests are concerned. And look, I want to hear your fantasy football frustrations. If you're just getting in your car now and you have one that you want to let out that you feel you can text the Chilton Autobody text line 95795, I'm here. I'd love to read them out. We're all in this together. Stephen Langford in with you on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
If he were to get an extension, because he is coming up on an unrestricted free agent year in 2021 and is coming up on the last year of his deal in 2020. And I have that value right here. But we do have some fantasy football frustrations here. Feel free to text them in if you want. Chilton Autobody text line 95795 888-957-9570. From the 510, down 20 with Mayfield and OBJ rally all the way back to tie. Mayfield took a bad sack last play of their drive. I don't know what's worse, losing by a small margin in fantasy or actually tying. Because there's nothing worse in sports than tying. Give me a winner and a loser. From the 408, had the Pats defense, but Drew Brees, so ended up losing. I mean, the Pats defense, they scored, man, there was a guy in my league who scored, no lie, scored 215 points. And he had the Pats defense, who I think scored 37 for him. He also had Patrick Mahomes, too, so he eclipsed some people's win totals just with two players, or point totals, rather. From the 408, I'm in four leagues, had Drew Brees in three of them. Oof. From the 408, fantasy frustration, I'm one of three 2-0 teams, but there are six people that have scored more points than me so far this season. Yeah, but you're 2-0. You can still come back, but that's also not very promising. I'd much rather, me personally, I know wins and losses, they matter, obviously, in the standings, but I like having my points at least be up so I know that I'm not just winning because I'm facing a team that's also pretty bad when it comes to scoring. From the 831, what happened to those clips from Alex Boone that you were going to play? I'm actually going to get to those as well coming up, but the contract for Jalen Ramsey, I just wanted to point this out, all right? Because if you're a 49er fan, Minka Fitzpatrick was on the table, and that made a little more sense. But if you're thinking about Jalen Ramsey, and we're getting this a lot from 49er fans, they should trade for Jalen Ramsey. They should trade a first-round pick for him. Or Raider fans, he said that he's going to be he wants to play in Vegas. That's really what he said on a podcast with Taylor Lewan of the Tennessee Titans, but you don't really know how much stock to put into that. But you got to take into account, though, his contract, right? You are going to be giving the guy 6 years, $90 million. That's his value going forward, and it could go up depending on the market and everything that happens going forward every year because the market goes up. So it could go up $1 or $2 million a year, but his value right now would be 6 years, $90 million. You'd be paying him $15 million a year and getting rid of a draft pick for him. If you think that's worth it, then I'm not going to argue with you because it's Jalen Ramsey. He's one of the best corners in the NFL, if not the best. But also, you've seen what he's like when he's on a team that isn't performing well. And the Niners are performing well right now, and he could help the team in an immense way. But in the future, to keep your franchise, to keep the chemistry, to keep the culture, is Jalen Ramsey that guy? And I don't know, because the Jaguars tried to build that culture, and they tried doing it with Jalen Ramsey, but they also tried doing it with Blake Bortles. So I don't know. And from the if you think he's worth a first round pick, then I mean they don't have a second next year, so you're not going to be getting your first two picks next year. If you think that's worth it, then I'm not going to try and stop you. But me personally, I just err on the side of caution when it comes to trading for guys for first round picks, because I just don't. And when, and especially though with the Minkah Fitzpatrick one, I got it, because you only had three safeties on the finalized 53-man roster in Jaquaski Tarvarius Moore and Jimmy Ward. And Jimmy Ward already hurt his finger. But I understood the Minkah Fitzpatrick one because that was a position of need. But right now, Akello Witherspoon is playing like a top cornerback. I'm not saying he is one, but he's playing like one. And Richard Sherman, he's not the Richard Sherman that he once was, but that's because he was a crazy elite cornerback at the time when he back in the early 2010s. But he's still a damn smart one. So you already got the corners lined up. I mean, bringing Jalen Ramsey in, that would just ruin the flow of things right now, because Akello Witherspoon, not only is he playing well, his confidence is sky high, which is something you need in a cornerback. Cornerbacks need that confidence because they don't want to be too cautious. It's so easy just to lay off a wide receiver because you're scared he's going to overstep you, rather than playing press man and you're trying to get up on him. Akello Witherspoon has that confidence right now. So bringing Jalen Ramsey in, I don't necessarily think it's a position of need. I saw a number yesterday that the passer ratings for the quarterbacks that are throwing toward Akello Witherspoon right now is 13. It's 13. So Akello Witherspoon is fine. That'd be the guy you'd seem to be replacing if you were to bring in a Jalen Ramsey. And, oh, yeah, you got Jason Verrett, too, who really you don't know what he is yet because he hasn't even played. But, like, you'll see what Jason Verrett is once he gets onto the field. He's a damn good corner. Chilton Autobody text line 95795 from the 415. Steve, you answered your own question. Bring in a generational talent. Niners were beat plenty downfield versus Cincinnati. They were, but also it didn't make much of a difference, though. And Richard Sherman, he went step for step with John Ross, maybe not toward the end. But with the Bengals, though, it's hard to evaluate corners and say they got beat deep on every play because they didn't. But the Bengals, they're going to get those. They're going to get some big plays. That's just who their offense is, right? Like, that's how any defense would perform against them, because they got speedy players. It's hard for any secondary to keep up with what the Bengals have at wide receiver. It's just a question of Andy Dalton. But, I mean, bringing in Ramsey, it just feels like you already have that position filled. And I don't know if, and the Chilton Autobody text line from the 510, what about bringing in Ramsey and moving Sherman to safety? I don't think that's going to happen. Sherman hasn't played safety. And safety is just a whole different beast. And from the 408, Ramsey would be just another AB. Headache. No thanks. Stay in Jacksonville. From the 901, Ramsey just shut down the best wide receiver in the game. Witherspoon hasn't played anyone yet. I mean, Witherspoon played against Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. And he also played against Tyler Boyd, who's pretty good. I mean, it's not like he hasn't played against slouches, guys who aren't proven or anything like that. So I think Witherspoon right now, with what you have, I think he's just fine. Now, of course, bringing in Jalen Ramsey, it would be a great thing for this year. But going into the future, that's where you really got to think about these things. 6 years, $90 million. That's where his value is at. But I really, if they do bring him in, I'm not going to sit here and knock it. Like, that's the thing, is I'm kind of sitting on the fence here. I know that might be a cop-out, but and I'm probably have to be absolute with this whole thing. But as of right now, I'd be saying don't bring him in. But then if they do, and I watch what Jalen Ramsey does on the field, then I'll probably be like, okay, worth it for this year. And it's hard to think about the future when you see a player come in of that caliber and start making plays. Chilton Autobody text line 95795 from the 408. Bring him in. going to face a lot more explosive offenses this year. Yeah, they, according to The Athletic, when they did their quarterback projections, they said as far as quarterbacks, the 49ers have the fourth toughest schedule. And that's just with quarterbacks, not with the teams, but just with quarterbacks. But didn't this 49er team, what the defense did, at least give you some hope to the point where you're just like bringing in another guy? They could use it, but also you don't want to ruin the chemistry with what's going on with them. It's a toss-up because you see all what Jalen Ramsey was like when the team was down. And you saw him get his way out of Jacksonville. By the way, do you like that? Do you like the fact that NFL players are doing this sort of thing now? We saw it with Antonio Brown, right? Now we just saw it with Minka Fitzpatrick. And now you're seeing it with Jalen Ramsey. Do you like that these guys are just trying to get out of whatever contracts they're in with these teams that appear to be tanking? Because there are certain things that can happen in spite of these things, and that's talking about lockouts and more control over the players when they feel like the players have too much control. I mean, it's like the NBA. Did you watch the NBA? I mean, it happened in the offseason, sure, but still, like the players are given the power, and you saw what happens. And now with the NFL, do you like this overall in general? Chilton Autobody text line 95795. What are you even talking about? Richard Sherman isn't even a top 40 corner in the NFL right now. Ramsey is the best, along with Patrick Peterson. Pathetic. From the 714, it is absolutely dumb to argue against bringing Ramsey in. I mean, there's a lot of people who think that way. But also, you got to think about the future, though, and what this franchise means down the line. If you bring him in and you waste a first round picks, they're hard to come by. And I know that the Niners haven't had the greatest track record when it comes to first round picks. But what if the Jags have just a game changer next season who they drafted in the first round, and you're thinking, well, we could have got him for that? It's a toss-up. It really is with Jalen Ramsey. It is, but there is I feel like a lot of people like the 714 here, or from the 707, it's absolutely dumb to argue against bringing him in, and I'm sure it is, but there is another side to it. He's young. You have faith in Kyle, right? Yeah, I absolutely do have faith in Kyle. But also, he hasn't had to handle a player like this before, because Kyle is the guy, and he said no to bringing in an elite wide receiver in Antonio Brown, who did have some off-the-field stuff. Jalen Ramsey doesn't have the off-the-field sort of baggage, except for, you know, maybe saying that he could play in the NHL, or he could, when he was just talking trash about every quarterback in the NFL, except for a fair few. But other than that, he hasn't had anything where he's had allegations against him, kind of like what Antonio Brown's got going now. But he didn't bring in Antonio Brown specifically because he didn't follow what the standard Kyle Shanahan has set. And if you're bringing in Jalen Ramsey, if he doesn't follow that code of conduct as set by Kyle Shanahan, then there's probably not a chance they're going to bring him in. As of right now, it doesn't look like they will. I know it's a fun name to throw around there, but the names as listed by Jason Lockenfora, let me pull them up here. Jason Lockenfora of CBS Sports actually tweeted this out last night, talking about the suitors for Jalen Ramsey, and he talked about, let me see here, where was it? I'm trying to look for it. Hang on. Oh, man, there's a lot. All right, that was actually for Minka Fitzpatrick, so never mind. He tweeted out about suitors about Minka Fitzpatrick. I thought those were for Jalen Ramsey. That's just from my last night watching the Browns-Jets game. By the way, chill out by your text line 95795 if you want to get out your fantasy football frustrations. But right now, it's a tough task just saying, hey, let's bring Jalen Ramsey in. Let's waste that first-round pick. We don't care about getting the first two of this next draft. We are trying to win right now. That's the sign right there. If they do bring in Jalen Ramsey, the Niners are telling you, Niner fan, We are here to win right now. And if you don't win, then it just remains to be seen what's to go on in the future. But again, you got Akella Witherspoon and Richard Sherman, who are faring just fine. And you got Jason Verrett, who's still waiting anxiously to get into the game. It's not like Minkah Fitzpatrick, where safety actually might have been a position of need. I don't think cornerback right now is a position of need. Offensive tackle is a position of need, but also Joe Staley could be coming back within 6 to 8 weeks. And the fact that Kyle Shanahan isn't going after a veteran like Trent Williams, that means he has faith that Staley will be back. Now, they're bringing in Sam Young. Adam Schefter tweeted it out about an hour ago, or 2 hours ago, rather. They are going to bring in Sam Young, who is a tackle, who could be a replacement for Justin Skule, but he's not going to be a replacement for Joe Staley. So that's what that shows me. But right now, there just doesn't seem to be a position of need with the cornerback. But again, I'm going to repeat myself. I've sounded like a broken record. If you bring in Jalen Ramsey and I'm watching him on the field and seeing the production that he brings, it's going to be hard to say that's the wrong move. That's the wrong move because he is damn good. And it's hard to be a good cornerback in this league. From the 925, Ramsey is highly overrated and flawed. So with his narcissistic attitude, it would not be worth the money or hassle. You got to think it'd be worth a first round pick. And then you'd have to give him that contract extension because he would want that when he's coming up on a free agent year in 2021 in the last year of his contract in 2020. So you'd already be picking up his money for 2020. And then you'd have to expect that he'd want that 6-year, $90 million deal, which is what he's valued at right now, according to Spotrac. From the 972, if we make the playoffs, that first round pick is in the 20s, so it's not so bad. It's true. It's not so bad, but I mean, if making a pick in the 20s, look what the Raiders did. They brought in Jonathan Abram and Josh Jacobs, who were both picked in the 20s. I understand it's not so bad, but there are diamonds in the rough that are picked outside of the top 10, and you never know. It's just that's why my mind gets so twisted with all of this in Jalen Ramsey talk, because it's such a sexy name. Think of Jalen Ramsey, top corner in the league. Man, I'd love if he was on the team. But there's also stipulations that come from it. But then you watch him on the field, then you're like, I don't care about the stipulations. That's why I go back and forth with this so much. From the 408, let's be real, he's going to end up on the Patriots. Someone posted the video of Bill Belichick with Jim Ross from the WWE announcing him as he's walking onto the Super Bowl field to face the Rams from last year. And you see the fans try and give him a high five, and he just avoids the high five completely with the straight face. And you hear just Jim Ross go, "By God!" I recommend you watch that, because they put that video of him there and then captioned, "When Bill Belichick hears that Jalen Ramsey wants traded out of Jacksonville." If that happens, that would just take it to another level. Antonio Brown was one thing, but Jalen Ramsey, if he were to do that, that would just take it to another level. Roger Craig, 49er legend, running back, he was on the station yesterday. He was on with Bonte, Steiny, and Guru, and he talked about the culture for the 49ers, and this is one of those stipulations that you'd think would change if you were to bring Ramsey in.
They have a great culture going on with having Jimmy G, having Richard Sherman, you know, having, you know, Shanahan and Lynch, those kind of guys. They understand what it takes to go to that next level.
So they got the good culture right now. And 510, Josh Jacobs was top 10 genius. Josh Jacobs was a top 10. He was a top 10. He was 24. But, you know, keep on texting the Tilton Auto Body text line 95795 telling me I'm wrong. Josh Jacobs, top 10, genius. Yikes. Yikes. You need to reevaluate your drafts because you're wrong on that one. But thanks for calling me a genius, though. Yeah, you said my bad. You're all good, 5-1-0. Also from the 5-1-0, bring him to the Raiders. Him and Joyner are a scary secondary. Oh, and when Abrams comes back, scary. Look, Jalen Ramsey did say that he wants to play with the Raiders in the future, but also you got to think about how they handled Antonio Brown. You saw how Mike Mayock reacted to Antonio Brown. Excuse me, I had to clear my throat. And you saw how they handled everything. But you also saw what Mike Mayock did in the draft. And Cleveland Furl, Josh Jacobs, and Jonathan Abram were all great picks. And the reason they took him in as a GM is so he can make these draft picks. And when you got multiple first-rounders, again, coming up, it's do you really want to think about trading one of those away to bring in a guy who's shown some frustration and angst with management? And you saw how Mike Mayock has approached that, didn't approach it in the right way. So at least not in the right way. Not like he wasn't in the right to do it, but he didn't approach it like these players are bigger than the team. So he could be coming to the Raiders because he said that he wants to play in Vegas, but also you got to think about Mike Mayock as a GM and what he's done already and what he could do in the future and the culture that they're trying to build right now. From the 707, remember, Fantasy Football Players, it's Taco Tuesday. LeBron didn't take it away from us. If you want to get in your fantasy football frustrations in the last 2 hours, in the last 2 minutes and 50 seconds, feel free, because I had one. So I was facing a guy, and we were neck and neck. It was about 2 points of separation between us. He had Julio Jones going into Sunday night. Then Julio Jones scored that touchdown, or rather, I was up by 5 points. What am I thinking? And he had Julio Jones go in, and he scored the touchdown, and then he was up by, I think, like 7 or something like that. And then the Cleveland Browns defense is who he had. I had Nick Chubb, and he was up by 10 or whatever. And Cleveland Browns defense didn't give up any touchdowns, and Nick Chubb just didn't do much. And then the Le'Veon Bell fumble screwed me over, and I lost by 2. Yeah, lost by 2. It was kind of brutal. From the 510, keep that clown away from the Niners. Our locker room mojo is just getting right. See, you're getting a lot on both sides here. I really was getting a little bit of, I'm not going to lie, I was getting kind of self-conscious because I had the Chilton Autobody text line telling me, nah, you got to bring in Ramsey. Don't be stupid. You got to bring in Ramsey. But there are other sides to this, and you are helping me out here. 925, yeah, I think that right now just you have that culture. You have what's going on. You just won 41-17. It would be a good addition, but would it ruin it is the question. Maybe not ruin it, but would it at least change things up? From the 650, shout out everyone who won the week in Pick'em, then lost the week in Fantasy from up $20 to down $20. Yeah, the thing that annoys me about the whole Nick Chubb situation in Fantasy is because I have an auction draft, and in that auction draft, I spent a lot of money for Nick Chubb, and so he's the top guy that I bid on, and now Nick Chubb just didn't perform yesterday, and that's kind of frustrating. All right. With Joe Lo and Dibs coming up, John Dickinson going to be joining them at 6:30. Rod Woodson at 8 o'clock. Tuesdays with T.O. Terrell Owens at 8:30 and Mike Silver at 9:05. Thank you for joining me, everyone, from 5 to 6. Tuesdays, every Tuesday, is going to be Fantasy Football Frustration Tuesday, where you can let me know about your fantasy football frustrations because, man, last night, I literally wanted to punch a wall. I almost did. But I don't have the money to pay for it, so I just didn't punch the wall. Joe Lo and Dibs coming up next. That's a lead-in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.